as I said, a lot of talent in this Rafters lineup. They have guys all the way from A to Z who are ready to make a statement. And they've only had 20 active players here on the roster, a lot more trickling in as the college season ends and throughout. They're going to need to have a big day today and get the bats going. They're really out-hit 17-9, and it really hurt them, you know, in abundance. And the four errors as well, you know, had a couple missed throws, and Ty Johnson had one over to Carlson that really allowed, you know, the Chinooks to round third and head for home on a couple times. So if the Rafters can clean it up here in their second game, they are able to do this. So we're going to take a quick break here on WHR 97.5. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, and S&S Distributing. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Back here from Witter Field as the Rafters take the field. Jacob Rosenkrantz, as I mentioned previously, will get the start on the mound. He's a rising senior out of Valparaiso University. From the Midwest area, from Lincolnshire, Illinois, and went to Stevenson High School. He had a decent year for the Valparaiso. He had a 2-2 record with an 11.3 ERA, 12 appearances with 28 and two-thirds innings pitched. Allowed 46 hits and 40 runs, but he also acquired 20 strikeouts. So he's big, he is tall, and he is ready to get going. Just about moments away here from first pitch. First pitch, A.J. Taylor will be the one to take a home plate and step on the batter's box. He had a remarkable day yesterday, one to remember. He was the Northwoods League Player of the Night, and that's how good he was. Yesterday went 4-for-6 for a .667 batting average with 4 runs, 2 doubles, and a stolen base. He was all over the place yesterday, was hurting the Rafters left and right. Mind you, he went to College of DuPage in Downers Grove, Illinois native, and a guy that is ready to continue where he left off, and the Rafters pitching staff looks to shut him down here today. A.J. Taylor will take the batter's box now, stepping in the right-handed batter's box. Rafters looking for a different story than it was yesterday. Taylor started things off with a double in the second pitch of the game, looking to be a little bit different this time. As I said, beautiful afternoon here at Witter Field. Fans in attendance as Rosencrantz first pitch fouled off left side, 0-1. Rosencrantz was one of those guys for Valparaiso that, you know, they needed him. You know, talking to him, he said he would have liked to get more innings pitched, but just wasn't able to do so as the second strike is there. 0-2, right down the plate for a fastball. Rafters, 0-1 start, just like they did last year. They made it interesting towards that end of the game as Rosencrantz, the 0-2 inside and upstairs for the first ball. It was 10-1 at one point in the game, bottom of the eighth. They get four runs off of some questionable pitching from the Lakeshore Chinooks, make it 10-5, and then in the bottom of the ninth, the 1-2 pitch, Taylor pops it up shallow left side, and sitting under it, three Rafters players were there, but Shane Taylor, the shortstop, comes in, grabs it for the first out. So good start, a little bit different from yesterday for the Rafters, getting A.J. Taylor out, and now Nate Mizkowski will take the batter's box, the right-hander. Went 3-for-4 yesterday. He also had a big day, 750 with three runs and one RBI, and also was walked twice. As I said, the Rafters, they made it 10-5, and then the bottom of the ninth, they had bases loaded with Ty Johnson up as the first pitch on the way, right down the plate for a strike. Now, they had a time where, you know, fans were getting into it. It was back. Life was back in the stadium. It was 10-6, but the 0-1 pitch paints the outside corner. That's the second strike. Rosencrantz, a good start here, getting up early in the count. It was 10-6. Ty Johnson at the plate, broke a bat in that at-bat, had to get a new bat, and then he struck out. But something to look forward to for the Rafters as Rosencrantz throws one outside and downstairs for a ball. 1-2. Nate Mizkowski, Missouri Southern State product out of Grays Lake, Illinois, was the first region all team. 2-2 count for a ball. Fans have slowly started to trickle in as the attendance yesterday was 896, not as many today. And the 2-2 count from Rosencrantz fouled backside. Staying alive is Mizkowski. The guy that was first team all region and an all tournament team at Missouri Southern State. Started and completed all 62 games. As the 2-2 pitch just a bit outside now. Well, Rosencrantz was up 2-0 in the count, three straight balls. Now, full count here. One out. Taylor caught a pop-up on the left field line. Here is the 3-2. Rosencrantz throws it in, but Mizkowski fouls it back. Stay alive. Three-two count here. Beautiful day here in Wisconsin Rapids. Second game of these two teams and the second game of the season. Here's the payoff. And a driven out ball in through the right field gap. And that will go to Sam Schmidt. But Mizkowski gets on base and starts things off for the Chinooks. Haven't been able to slow him down. Went 3-for-4 yesterday. And he's picking up right where he left off. As Josh Overbeek will step in, the lefty. Cisco Junior College products. He went 2-for-5 yesterday. Batted a 400 with an RBI and a strikeout. He was responsible for a run. A lot of these Chinooks were responsible for runs, I'll tell you that. They had a big day yesterday, but the Rafters trying to slow it down as a ball just a bit downstairs, 1-0. There's an 84-mile-per-hour ball there from Rosencrantz. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss. There's strike one. Fastball inside. That ball was 89. So 1-1, Miskowski leading off at first. Rosencrantz comes set, now throws outside, and that will be the second ball. Couple boos around Witter Field. These fans are lively here in Wisconsin Rapids. One out. Rosencrantz checks over to first and makes the throw, but sliding in time was Miskowski. 2-1 count still. Rosencrantz putting Miskowski back towards the bag. The 2-1. A hard slash ground ball. Carlson makes the play at second. The throw back to first. There's 1-2. A double play for the Rafters. And a great infielding product was there. Carlson makes the throw. And then one more over from Ty Johnson. And just like that, Rafters get a double play. And we're going to head to the bottom of the first here on WFHR 97.5. We'll take a step aside.
And bring your attention to this Virus Health video board for tonight.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art supporting artists, in their own words.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Back here in the bottom of the first, Rafters up to bat, and it's going to be Brandon Rogers who will be the leadoff for the Rafters. He had a good day yesterday. And something to be proud about. And he went 2-for-4 yesterday, batting a .500, crossing home plate twice. He had two RBIs, walked once, but he also struck out. So he was one to look out for, and that's possibly why he's starting off and leading off here for the Rafters. Mount Carmel product from Chicago, Illinois, and is at Iowa Western Community College. Number zero, Brandon Rogers will take the batters now. He's against Jackson Bond, who is getting the start for the Chinooks. A Benedictine College product. Went to from Schaumburg, Illinois. And now Rogers, center fielder, comes set, steps in. Here's the first pitch from Bond. Outside, a fastball. That was away. 1-0. That was 93 miles per hour. So Bond has some heat he can throw. The 1-0 count. Rogers lines one, drives one, back towards deep left center. That ball is gone. Brandon Rogers starts things off for the Rafters. And just like that, the Rafters take the lead. First home run of the season belongs to Rogers. Crossing home plate now and doing a little Euro step while he's at it. Big shot there from Rogers on the second pitch of the game. Wow, that's exactly what they needed. Brandon Rogers was responsible for the first run yesterday as he was the first run across home plate and now is responsible for the first home run. So his time in Wisconsin Rapids has started off nicely as Ty Johnson, the second baseman, will step in and is down in the count 1-0. But how about that, Rogers? Deep left center field shot and gives the Rafter fans something to cheer about as they waited till bottom of the eighth inning yesterday where they had one run, through seven innings. As 2-0 count here for Ty Johnson. That ball right across the plate. Fastball at 93. Johnson went 3-for-6 yesterday. He batted a 500. He had two RBIs, and he also had a strikeout. He had two assists in the field as he takes the second strike. 2-2 count. Two-two delivery from Bond. And Johnson slashes a ball off of his left ankle. That's going to remain foul. Two-two count here. A deep left center field shot has put the Rafters up 1-0. A 2-2. And a swing. That ball goes off of his... Bounce off of his foot, goes back towards the bat track. That remains fair, so Johnson takes first. And unfortunately for the Chinooks, they get a wild pitch there. Rafters come fortunate. Getting people on base, that's the key here for the Rafters. Jack Basir, the third baseman, the Pepperdine product, went 0-for-5 yesterday at the plate. He had a tough time. He struck out three times, had one catch, and also one error in the field. This is a guy, though, we know that can hit for them. You know, he batted a 345 with 168 at-bats for Pepperdine. So he's a big hitter. He just has to get accustomed to the Northwoods League and get accustomed to Wisconsin Rapids. He's down in the count. And he swinging a drive up the middle. And that goes right to the center fielder in Wroblewski. That's going to put Ty Johnson on second and Basir on first. And the Rafters, exactly what they have drawn up. Kyle Carlson, a rising junior out of Piedmont College in Marietta, Georgia. Went 2-for-5 at the dish yesterday with a .400 batting average and one strikeout. Five total catches at first base. Caught five putouts and receiving on the receiving end of two double plays. As he fouls, tips one backside, 0-1. So the Rafters get a home run from Rogers. A fortunate pitch, a wild pitch there as Ty Johnson gets to first. And then Jack Basir, a drive up the middle to put him on first and move Johnson to second. 0-1 count here from Bond. Outside, but that's going to stay in the zone, 0-2. Here's the pitch outside, and that's going to put a 1-2 count here. A 1-2 here. The Marietta, Georgia native faces a 1-2 count. Swing and a miss. Strike three. As Bond caught him on the edge. Lunging for it was Carlson, and it did not pay off.
Number five, Shane Taylor, the shortstop.
Shane Taylor will now take the home plate and will be up to bat. Shane Taylor had a big day yesterday in the field. Not so much so on the field and at home plate. Went 0-for-5 at the plate and struck out one time. Seven total catches with three putouts, three assists, and two double plays as he swings and a miss. Strike one. And two double plays. Those were big for the Rafters. Always stepped on the bag at second and made the throw over to first twice. He had one error while doing so, but a promising shortstop here for the Rafters. The 0-1. Belt high fastball outside. Even up this count at one apiece. That was 93. Jackson Bond has been throwing some heat, but has not paid off. Rafters have made him pay. One out. Basir on first. Johnson at second. And here's the 1-1 pitch. Inside. That's strike two. Jane Taylor had a .319 batting average for Utah Tech this year with 45 games started. 42 runs and 51 hits as the 1-2 pitch is on the way downstairs in the dirt for the second ball. 2-2 count. That ball was 83 miles per hour. Off-speed pitch there for Bond. Two balls, two strikes. Basir the leadoff at first. Johnson remains at second. A 2-2. Outside, that's going to be a ball. Bond looking for that outside corner. Has not been effective. Second pitch of this game, Brandon Rogers went behind the wall with a solo shot. Full count delivery. Swing, and that ball hit back towards the back track. That's a foul. Taylor's going to step out of the batter's box, and now comes set. The left-hander, Jackson Bond, the right-handed pitcher, the left-handed batter of Shane Taylor. Throws right, but bats left. Bond looks back to second, and now comes set. The throw, swing and a miss. There's strike three. Shane Taylor strikes out. Struck out one time yesterday, and unfortunately continues where he left off. But Shane's going to have a lot of opportunity here today. Logan Hugo, the right fielder, and the right-hander will step in the batter's box. Went 1-for-4 yesterday. Had two runs, was walked once, and also struck out. But he had three total catches and three putouts in the field. A wild pitch there. That goes towards Gregorio, but he had to reach out and make that catch. He throws it back towards Bond. So after a solo shot from Rogers, Rafters picked up where they left off, but it's since been halted by the pitching of Jackson Bond. One ball, zero strikes, two outs. Here's the 1-0. Swing, that ball hit back towards, well hit at center field. Coming under it and reaching out is Luke Wroblewski, the center fielder, for the third out. But not before the Rafters get a solo shot from Brandon Rogers, who puts them up 1-0 as we head to the away side, top of the inning. We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. mainly clear tonight with a low of 55. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs around 90. Partly cloudy again tomorrow night, lows around 63. Temperatures well above average Thursday and Friday with highs in the upper 80s. Storms possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 88.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Back here at Witter Field as Daniel Pichella will step in the batter's box. A left-hander had a decent day yesterday as he is even in the count 1-1. He went 0-for-4, but he had an RBI. Was walked because he was hit by pitch later in that game on his right arm. Now he's up in the count 2-1 on Rosencrantz. Rafter is up 1-0. Rogers' solo shot to deep left center has put them up. And a good sign for Rafter fans. As Johnson got to second, Basir was at first. Hugo made some good contact, but was flown out to center field. So 2-2 count here. Daniel Pichella, the Illinois State product. Rosencrantz looks, sets, fires. Swing and a miss. There's strike three up high. Got him on a fastball. And Rosencrantz, big strikeout for him to start this inning. That was 90 miles per hour. Rosencrantz looking to make a statement here in the Northwoods League. 28 2/3 innings pitched at Valparaiso. Definitely wanted to get more innings. He felt he deserved more. So far, proven that here with about 1 1/3 innings pitched. First ball on the way is inside for a ball, 1-0. Rosencrantz looks now on Jared Everson, Minnesota State product, swing and a miss. Out of La Crosse, Wisconsin. Plays in the Big Ten for Minnesota. And the 1-1 count, a hard hit bouncer towards Rosencrantz on the first baseline, but that goes inside the foul line. That is going to be fair play, and that's going to be an out. Rosencrantz picks it up with his glove and tags him out right before he gets the first. Luke Orbluski out of Bryant and Stratton College from Sussex, Wisconsin. So another Wisconsin native. Had 33 games played, an average of .386 with 6 RBIs. First pitch is on the way, and it's outside. 19 runs, 7 stolen bases. If a guy, if he gets on base, you're going to have to look out for him. There's a 1-0 count here for Rosencrantz. The 1-0. Wild pitch, that's going to be the second ball. Rosencrantz wipes off some sweat off of his face. It is hot outside. It's nice, but it is hot. Don't get me wrong. The 2-0 upstairs. That's going to be 3 balls here and 0 strikes. The 3-0 here from Rosencrantz sets, fires, and throws, and that's across the plate. There's the first strike. The 3-1 pitch paints the outside corner. There's a second strike, so well done from Rosencrantz to get back in the count here. 3-2. That ball was 89 miles per hour up on the outside corner. Rosencrantz sets, looks, fires, a 3-2, swing and a miss. There's strike three, so 3 straight strikes after 3 early balls, and that puts Rosencrantz for yet another strikeout. Rafters go get on their 3rd out as we head to the home half of the inning here in the bottom of the second. We're going to take a quick step aside here on WFHR 97.5. We'll be back in a moment.
Sports injuries are increasingly common for high school and college athletes, weekend warriors, and elite pros. Knees, shoulders, and elbows are complex structures. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features skilled board-certified orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine specialists willing and able to get you back in the action. They also offer in-house physical and occupational therapy, which may be all you need for the most effective solutions relieving pain and restoring lives right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Contact WROinstitute.com or call 424-1881.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Back here from Witterfield on this sunny evening here in Wisconsin Rapids. So Brant Voth will be the Rafter to take home plate and lead things off here in the bottom of the second. Rafter's got a run off of a Rogers solo shot on the second pitch of the game. But since then, they have not been able to acquire another run. So the New Mexico State product went 0 for 3 yesterday, walked twice, and had one strikeout. Had three total catches at left field and three putouts. As Voth, a swing and a line drive up the center field gap. And that's going to go one. Voth heads for the second. The throw from Wroblewski is not in time. So Voth gets to second and a leadoff double here in the bottom of the second inning.
How about those leadoff hitters? Let's follow it up.
Brant Voth. Talking to him after, he felt that he was had a decent day. He just was walked a couple times, had good plate discipline, just was unable to make any contact. But here today, a great start and a great sign for the Rafters. They've out-hit the Chinooks 3-1. Now stepping in is the North Alabama product, Levi Jensen, who's the catcher, returning player from last year. You might remember him. He went 0 for 3 yesterday, but he had a run scored. He was walked once and was also hit by pitch. It was right at the head. Thank God he had a helmet. A moment of worry around Witterfield. But 0 balls and a strike. Bond comes set for the pitch. Jensen foul tips one on the backside, 0-2. Brant Voth. Mexico State products out of Simi Valley, California. He's leading off on second, and Levi Jensen, a Wisconsin native from Luck, Wisconsin, went to Luck High School as well. So great to see him playing in Wisconsin Rapids. The 0-2 from Vaughn paints the outside corner, but that is going to be a ball. 1-2 count. Johnson. Regathers, resets. Jensen, excuse me. Regathers, resets. 1-2. Down in the dirt. And Gregorio had to play kind of a goalie there to stop that ball. Voth leading off at second. Jensen at the plate. 2-2 count. No outs for the Rafters. Down in the dirt. Once again, a wild pitch. Gregorio couldn't find it. He had to take off his helmet, look behind him. So that's going to put Voth to second from third. So now he's at third now. So Rafter in prime scoring position. A wild pitch there. So now it's going to put a full count, 3-2. Bond looks, shakes it off, resets. 3-2. And he got him swinging, got him looking, on a late call. Jensen was ready to take first, but that was a late call, so that's going to be strike number three for the first out. Some boos around Witter Field. Sam Schmidt will be the one to step in. The left-hander had one run yesterday, one hit, and was walked three times as Schmidt swinging a miss. There's strike one. Started yesterday with four innings pitched. You might remember him. He had the opening day start, allowing six hits, three earned runs, but also acquired four strikeouts. Voth, decent leadoff at third. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike two. Raptors had two runners on last inning, but were unable to get any more runs after a Rogers solo shot. So still 1-0. The 0-2 pitch. Bond on the way. And in the dirt, Voth takes home. Can he get there? That's a wild pitch, and Voth will cross home plate for the second run of the game. And just like that, the Raptors double their lead up 2-0. Some great and excellent base running from Brandon Voth, and he crosses home plate for the first time this season. Raptors up 2-0. 1-2 here from Bond. Outside and away. That evens up the count at two apiece. Two, swing and a miss. Strike three. Sam Schmidt went after it. Unable to make contact. Went down swinging. So we return to the top of the lineup for Brandon Rogers. Had that solo shot in the bottom of the first. Can he continue where he left off? Crossed home plate twice yesterday. That ball, a curveball, way outside for the first ball. That was slotted at 82. The 1-0 pitch. Way outside again, and Rogers up in the count 2-0. Went to Iowa Western Community College. They had a remarkable season. They went 38-14, and they started the season 20-0. The 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike one. Yeah, they went 20-0 to start the season. Ran into some issues with conference play, but finished 38-14. Just were unable to make a deep postseason run. So that's why Rogers is here. And a lot of these guys for the Raptors, strike two to even up this count at two apiece. A lot of these guys for the Raptors are here because their teams did not advance in the postseason. So a lot more familiar and new faces will be returning to Wisconsin Rapids as the 2-2 pitch is on the way. Rogers swings a ball up to the shortstop in A.J. Taylor, who throws it across the diamond to Sam Miedenbauer at first. And there is their third out. But the Raptors go back-to-back innings with a run. So they're up 2-0 as we head to the top of the third here on WFHR 97.5. We'll take a quick step aside.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, Our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Back here from Winterfield, Sam Meidenbauer will be the one for the Chinooks. The right-hander on Rosencrantz in the first pitch. Foul tipped backside. 0-1. Meidenbauer did not see the field last night for the Chinooks. They batted a 386 as a team as Meidenbauer sends a ball well hit back towards the left field and into the glove of Logan Hugo. First out, down for the Raptors. Logan Gregorio, the catcher, the left-hander, will enter the batter's box. Another Benedictine product out of Yorkville, Illinois. He chose them because he chose Benedictine. It has a great academic and athletic program. His favorite memory of his athletic career, winning the DuPage Valley Conference Championship as the second pitch is on the way. That's a ball, so 2-0. From Rosencrantz. Has done a good job so far. And this third pitch is a strike. Had two hits yesterday, had an RBI, went 2-for-4, batting a .500, a swing and a ball lined up on the first base line, but that's going to be in foul territory, 2-2. Gregorio steps out of the batter's box to regather himself, and now comes set. Rosencrantz looks. Sets up, fires, a swing, and a ground ball over to first into the glove of Kyle Karlsson, who steps on the first base bag for the first out. Excuse me, the second out. Kyle Karlsson, 5 putouts yesterday at first. He's a reliable first baseman. As Brady Nowicki. Talking with the third base coach before he steps in. Just making sure. The Raptors, I'll tell you, they had back-to-back innings with at least a run. They've done well in the field as well. So third base coach heads back towards the third base. And, well, here comes Nowicki, the right-hander, who's at 11 games started with 35 at-bats. For Valparaiso. Another Valparaiso product. So Valparaiso and Rosencrantz on Nowicki, who also goes Valparaiso. So these are teammates here, and Rosencrantz evens up this count at one apiece. A little teammate rivalry here. You know, you're always rooting for him for the entire year, but when it gets to summer ball, it's a little bit different, especially when you're on opposite teams. And Rosencrantz throws a strike outside. 1-2 count here. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Does Rosencrantz get the better of his teammate? 1-2, and got him looking on a fastball outside corner. There's strike number three, out number three. That was 90 miles per hour, and Rosencrantz, an excellent start. 3-0s for the Chinooks as we head to the bottom of the third inning. Rafters up 2-0. We'll be back in a quick moment here on WFHR 97.5.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Back here at Witter Field. So Ty Johnson leading off here in the bottom of the third for the Rafters and is up in the count 2-0. So the left-hander who got a base hit on his last plate appearance got to second in the bottom of the first, but just was unable to get home. And a swing and a shallow ball into right center. That's going to put Johnston at first. So he picks up where he left off.
Here, the third baseman, number 11.
So great start there for Ty Johnson. Back-to-back innings with at least a hit. Mind you, went 3-for-6 yesterday. So now Jack Basier, California native, the Pepperdine products. As the check over to first is thrown, dropped in the glove of Meadenbauer, but that just went a couple feet in front of him. So Johnson thought about going two for a sec, but made a good choice not to. Basier also got a base hit as he lined one into center. Foul tipped backside, 0-1. Rafters out hit the Chinooks 4-1. Leading off first is Ty Johnson out of McLennan Community College, but he's going to hit the Power 5 Conference. He's going to Baylor next year, swinging a tip foul ball back towards the back track. That's 0-2. Heading to Baylor next year, he's surely excited about it. He's a Flower Mound, Texas native, staying in the Texas area, in Waco, especially. McLennan and Baylor share the same town. As that ball popped up on the right field line near the kid zone, that's going to stay alive near Jack Basier. Kid zone being put to use once again. Bouncy houses and around. Great concession stands here at Witter Field and a great atmosphere. Summer collegiate ball and Rafters ball is officially back. 0-2. Basier, a swing and a drive out to right center. That's going to put Johnson, who's rounding second, heading for third. The dive at third is there. Johnson to third. Basir stays at first. And the Raptors in prime scoring position with zero outs here in the bottom of the third. Kyle Carlson, the first baseman, will be the one to step in the batter's box. He struck out on his last plate appearance. Looking to make it different this time. Carlson, a swing and a miss, and he went after that one. Couldn't see it. That was an off-speed pitch, 81 miles per hour. But Basir leads off at first. Johnson at third with zero outs. In the dirt, ball goes back off the chest of Gregorio. Makes a throw back to Bond. How about this? The Raptors up 2-0 and have out-hit the Chinooks 5-1. They've been impressive in the field, and they've been more impressive on the offensive side. 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. And there's strike two right across the plate. What's hurt the Raptors as they put runners in scoring position, they just haven't been able to capitalize. Can they do that this time? The 1-2 serve here from Bond, who checks back over to first and now comes set, makes the throw. Strike number three from Carlson. Went down swinging. As Shane Taylor, the left-hander, the prolific shortstop, struck out in his last plate appearance. So one out here for the Raptors. They're still okay for now. As Basir, big leadoff at first. Johnson at third. Bond the pitch. Right across the plate. There's a strike. So it was a Brandon Rogers solo shot in the bottom of the first. And then Brant Voth got to home off of a wild pitch from Bond. So some great base running from Brant, but the Raptors still up 2-0. A swing and a drive up to second base. Got him out at first, and then one more at second. That was A.J. Taylor, a heads-up play, and the Chinooks get out of the inning, giving up zero runs. A great double play from Taylor. So still at the end of three innings, the Raptors 2, the Chinooks 0. We'll take a quick step aside here on WFHR 97.5, your home for Raptors baseball.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with the link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Back here at Witter Field, Rafters up 2-0 as A.J. Taylor, the right-hander, will step in the batter's box for the Chinooks. And a guy they have to watch out for. Got a base hit on his last plate appearance, but as I said previously, was the Northwoods League player of the night last night with 4-for-6 and a hard hit ground ball over to Shane Taylor, who makes a throw at first to Carlson, and it is in time. Once again, there's the first out, Shane Taylor. Boy, is he quick, he is prolific, and he is dynamic there at the shortstop position. Taylor reached out, grabbed that ball, and made a throw across his body to Carlson at first. That's what hurt the Rafters as well yesterday. Four errors on throws like that where it just went behind Carlson. As Nate Miskowski will step in the batter's box, he's down in the count 1-0. He also got a base hit on his last plate appearance. And now Rosencrantz evens up the count. There's a strike across the plate. That was an off-speed pitch of 84 miles per hour. One ball, one strike. Foul tipped on the backside. 1-2.
Sounds like someone's car may need a new window. Take your car down to Al's Auto Glass. All your Auto Glass needs.
1-2 pitch from Rosencrantz. Swing and a miss. There's strike three. Second out for the Rafters, and Rosencrantz adding another strike to the tally. Josh Overbeek got out in his last plate appearance. Had a good day yesterday. Went 2-for-5 for the Chinooks. Had an RBI. He also struck out. A left-hander. And Rosencrantz, the first pitch was a bit inside and down low, 1-0. Two outs here for the Rafters. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That was a knee-high off-speed ball, 85 miles per hour. They've out-hit the Chinooks 5-1. They're only up 2-0. But a way better start than it was yesterday. A swing and a ball up to Ty Johnson. The scoop of the glove, the throw over to Carlson is right in time. There goes 1-2-3 for the Rafters. They go three up and three down as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning here on WFHR 97.5, the home of Rafters baseball. We'll take a quick step aside.
Parents make a lot of promises to their kids. We promise to be there every step of the way, especially on those wobbly first steps. We promise to always keep them safe. I mean, nothing's more important to us than that. And now, all kids 6 months and older can get a COVID vaccine. So we've got another way to keep that promise.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
We return in the bottom of the fourth inning Rafters up 2-0. Logan Hugo flew out in his last plate appearance. Is now up in the count 1-0. There was a wild pitch there from Jackson Vaughn as the first strike is on the way. Evens up this count. Fans have trickled in, made an appearance as home plate club looks alive and well.